zegt Mila Karabez Mishnah Aleph, Chatas Ha'ok, Malim Ba, Misha Hukdash. Somebody was hired to bring a Chatas Ha'ok, and he was Makdish the Ok. As soon as it's Makdish it, it has Kedusha, and anybody who benefits from it would have to bring a Korban Me'ila, the Korban that you bring for benefiting from Hegdish Ha'lokadib, Nimlaka. After the coin does a Malika on the Chatas Ha'ok, as an Ok that is brought for a Korban Malika is done, not Shechita. Now that Malika is done, it has even more Kedusha. It is now mukshar, it's now ready to become pasul, i.e. day a tful yom. A tful yom is somebody who is tamei and has gone to the mikvah but does not yet have hair of shemesh, nifal did not yet arise, so he still has some tumah, and if he touches the oaf after malika is done, the oaf would become pasul. As opposed to if a tful yom touches an oaf before the malika is done, even though it has kedusha before the malika, the tful yom would not passel the oath. Only after Malika does its full yom passel the oath by touching it. And so too, a Mechusar Kippurim that touches the oath after Malika would passel the oath. A Mechusar Kippurim is somebody who is tamei and is hired to bring a korban, such as a zav or a zava or a mitzura. And he has already gone to the mikvah and has harashem, and nightfall already arrived. But he has not yet brought a korban. He's called a Mechusar Kippurim, somebody who's missing his korban, and he also still has some tumah, and if he touches the oath after Malika, it would become pasul. And so too, after Malika, the oaf could become pasul ayate lina. If it was left out overnight, then the basa would become pasul belina. As a basa, the oaf has to be eaten that day of the Malika, or the following night, after the following night, no longer to be eaten, and would be pasul ayate lina. And so too, the dam could become pasul ayate lina. The dam has to be sprinkled on the mizbeach the very day of the Malika, and if the dam is not sprinkled on the mizbeach until nightfall, it would become pasul belina. Who's that dama? If the dama, the chatas oaf, has already been sprinkled on the mizbeach by the kohanim, chayav and alea misham piko noiser v'tame ve'ein ba me'ila. In such a case, there would be a chiyah for eating the basur if the oaf was piko. If the malika or the hazah hadam was done with the mashavet chutz l'zmana, the kohen who did the malika or the hazah hadam had a mashava to eat the basur or the oaf after the allotted time, the basa of the oaf would become pigo, and anybody who eats from the basa would be chayiv karetz. And so too, after the hazah is da, there's a chiyav mishum naisar. If the basa was left over after the latter time, after yom v'layla, there's a chiyav karetz for eating from the basa. And so too, after the hazah is dam, there's a chiyav mishum tamei. Somebody who is tamei who eats from the basa after hazah is dam is chayiv karetz. But after the hazah is dam, there is no chiyav mi'ila. And after the hazah is hadam, the basar is now ready to be eaten by the kohanim. And therefore, since the basar is eaten by the kohanim, there's no chiyav milah for anybody who benefits from the basar. As a chatas ha'oaf, it's entirely eaten by the kohanim. No part of it is nikrav on the mizbeach. So after the hazah is dam, where the entire oaf is now mutter to be eaten by the kohanim, there is no chiyav milah for anybody who benefits from the basar. Sakas milah parabeis mishnah beis olas ha'oaf malam ba misha hukdasha. Somebody who brings an olas ha'oaf, as soon as a person is makdish to be brought to the korban, anybody who benefits from it would have to bring a korban me'ila, nimlaka. After the malika is done in the olas ha'oaf, now it has more kedusha, hukshara li pasul b'tful yom, uva mechusar kippurim uva lina. It's now ready to become pasul, i.e. day a tful yom. Somebody went to the mikvah and nightfall did not yet arrive. If he touches the oaf after malika, the oaf would be pasul. And so too, if a mechusar kippurim, somebody who's tamei who has to bring a korban, such as a zav or zava, yoledes or mitzura, if he has not yet brought his korban, even if he already has hair of shemesh, if he touches the oaf after malika, it would become pasul. And so too, after malika, it would become pasul ayidei lina, if the oaf is left out overnight, or if the dam was not put on the mizbeach until nightfall, it would become pasul ayidei lina. Mitzah dama, if the dam was already squeezed on the mizbeach. As by an olas ha'oaf, we don't do hazaz hadam. The kohanim instead do mitzas hadam. They squeeze the dam onto the mizbeach. And after the mitzah dama, chayav and alea misham pigo noisar v'tame, there would be a chiyav misham pigo noisar v'tame. If the malika or the mitzas hadam was done with the mashabes chutz l'zmano, the kohen had a mashava to be makriv the oaf after the allotted time. In such a case, the oaf would be pigo, and anybody who eats from it would be chayiv kares. And so too, after the mitzas hadam, there would be a chiyav Mishum Neiser. If the oath was left out after the allotted time, anybody who eats from the oath would be Chayav Karis Mishum Neiser. And so too, after the Mitzvah Hadam, if somebody is Tameh and eats from the Olos oath, he would be Chayav Karis Mishum Tuma. Umalambar Achatetze Lebeit Hadeshin. By an Olos oath, anybody who benefits from it, even after Malika, would be chayav to bring a korban me'ilah. As an olos ha'ov and not eaten at all by the kohanim, it's entirely nikdar on the mizbeach. So therefore, even after Malika, anybody who benefits from it would have to bring a korban me'ilah. Even after with nikrav on the mizbeach, if you benefit from the ashes that's on the mizbeach, you'd be chayav to bring a korban me'ilah until the ashes are taken out to the base hadeshin, until the trumas hadeshin, as the pasuk says, Beherim et hadeshin asher tocha ha'esh. The next morning, after the oath would nick down the mizbeach, the coin would take some of the deshin and put it out to the base of deshin, the place where the deshin from the mizbeach is taken out to. And until that point, anybody who benefits even from the ashes of the olos ha'ov on the mizbeach would have to bring a korban me'ilah. But after the trumas hadeshin is done and the deshin, the ashes, is taken out to the base of deshin, the place where the ashes is taken to, there no longer would be a chiyuv for benefiting from the ashes.